Fellow Freedom fans, I am David Allen Carmichael. Again, we're back with the Faith and Freedom Show. I am going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. On this Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Before the break, I was quoting some of the Virginia Constitution. I came along afterward, after a while, and we cited some of the Florida Constitution to show you that they didn't just make it up as they were going in Florida. They actually had a reference. They went back and probably pulled some things out of other constitutions around the country because they're already written. Why reinvent the wheel when you've got one that works? So here we go again. I'm going to continue this conversation where I'm depicting or actually going through the Virginia Constitution. Again, watch this. It was put together, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution of Virginia was put together before the Declaration of Independence for the colonies. This is an exciting part of history. It has influenced everything in the nation, and it's a connector. So when we look at the Florida Constitution and the way things work in this state, we're going to be connecting the dots back. And eventually, we're going to connect the dots back prior to Virginia. Let's see what those founders were reading. So here we go again. You're going to hear a little harmonica in the background as I had my buffer music bringing us in. So here we go. Yeah, that's me on that thing. I can't help it. It's just something I do. It just gives me happy feet. But I wanted to talk about the thing where I said where I noticed that the writers of the Constitution here in Virginia, they didn't say all authority is vested in and constantly derived from the people. They use the word power. So people are the source of power. They are not the source of our authority. Almighty God is the authority, but people have been granted power to fulfill their duty to love their neighbor as herself. So it says that all power is vested in and consequently derived from the people, that magistrates are their trustees and servants, and at all times amenable to them. So I want you to think about, there's a distinction, there's a difference between power and authority. If you ever hear the term tyranny, ultimately the simple explanation of tyranny, it's an exercise of power without authority. It's an exercise of power without authority. And there's places further on in the Virginia Constitution, the Bill of Rights, where you would see things mentioned where you realize they were addressing the problem of magistrates exercising power without authority. Let's go on. Section 3, government instituted for common benefit. That government is or ought to be instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people, nation, or community. Of all the various modes and forms of government, that is the best which is capable of producing the greatest degree of happiness and safety, and is most effectually secured against the danger of maladministration. So that's a lot of words, but really, it's government as we just use, you know our duty before Almighty God, and use our rational minds, and pray that the Lord leads us in wisdom. If any of them lacks wisdom, there's a way we can get it spiritually. And it's so we put together this government that hopefully is most effectually secured against the danger of maladministration. That's why we have three branches, checks and balances. As James Madison said in the Federalist Papers, you set up a separate branches to basically take away the ambitions or the effects of one of the powers having too much ambition. So we set it up, or they set it up, so it'd be the thing that secured against the danger of maladministration. Let's go on. And when any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community hath an indubitable, inalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it in such manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal. They meant will. We call it will, but it was spelled W-E-A-L. That goes to, somebody brought up the conversation 2 weeks ago, 16-year-old young lady, now 17, yeah, she's 17 now. She brought up this comment that, did Virginia really have the right to secede? Well, based on their constitution that came before the U.S. Constitution, It says, when every government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, the majority of the community hath an indubitable, inalienable, indefeasible right to form, alter, or abolish it in such manner shall be judged most conducive to the public will. The U.S. Constitution guaranteed to each state a republican form of government. So the U.S. Constitution guaranteed to this state the ability to exercise what is written here. It's a bigger thing. The whole secession thing came at a very troubling time in America where we had a whole lot of this wonderful stuff stated in the Constitution, yet in practice, we were not treating people with the dignity that was deserved to them because they were creations made in the image of Almighty God. So with that hypocrisy came a looming catastrophe that we saw worked itself out in the Civil War. Government is instituted for the common benefit. That's what it's about, folks. Love your neighbor as yourself. And of course, we will not be facing the magistrate if we can do that effectively. Section 6, that all elections ought to be free, and that all men having sufficient evidence of permanent common interests with and attachment to the community, that's what a commonwealth is, by the way, have the right of suffrage and cannot be taxed or deprived of or damaged in their property for public uses without their own consent or that of their representatives duly elected, or they cannot be bound by any law to which they have not in like manner assented for the public good. We've been hearing some things in the news, recent Supreme Court decisions, where they say the government has the ability in eminent domain to take somebody's private property for private uses. And in the U.S. Constitution, that eminent domain principle was there, that you could not take somebody's private property for public uses without just compensation. Well, up in Connecticut, I think it was a Keogh case, that somebody's private property, a nice old house, had been there for a long time, been in the families a long time with some beautiful waterfront vistas, was taken because somebody of power and influence and a preferred contractor, preferred developer, lusted both after money and just that wonderful property. So what happened is the government intervened and took it from the people and gave it over private interest. And the ultimate thing, well, they were thinking the public will benefit because we're going to tax the daylights out of these folks. But the purpose of government is not to not get dreams of capital. That is not the purpose of government. The purpose, government has not been called for these purposes to, I'm trying to think what Bush said last year, I've quoted it before, but essentially to sustain the nation's prosperity. That's not what the purpose of government here. It was articulated here in the Virginia Constitution. That's kind of things that, if you want to know why this stuff matters, and you know, you hear about public eminent domain and things like that, what does all go back to? This is what our reference should be, a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And we don't just do what's right in our own eyes. We're supposed to go back to the reference. Notice the right versus wrong came last. We cannot distinguish what is right versus wrong until we go to these other things first. I say the constitutional basis and a biblical basis, and the basis right versus wrong. I don't know. Maybe it sounds good. It should probably be the other way around. Biblical basis, constitutional basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. But this is our reference. And what we need to do, and you're going to see later in this first part of the Virginia Constitution, that we're challenged to come back to this, that we ought to constantly be reminding ourselves of these principles. And that's why I have this Faith and Freedom show. This is a ministry of Freedom Ministries. I've got kind of a twofold vision here. And you can find out more at www.faithfreedoms.org, or check out you can listen to what we've been talking about over here for the last year on www.faithfreedoms.net on our podcast. But I have a twofold target here. What I'm trying to do is get my drive-by listening audience during rush hour to think about these things, to be challenged in their head, not just be hearing ranting and raving about Obama or Hillary or McCain or whoever's coming after that, but to think about these issues of the day on a fundamental, good, strong foundation, that foundation would influence our thinking and that we will influence people around us. It's going to affect us. It's going to affect our family. It's going to affect our neighborhood, our city, our state, our nation, and the world. If we would get back to this, this is why America was great. These guys with this biblical perspective, with a biblical worldview, and taking that love your neighbor as yourself and putting it into a functional mechanism to love our neighbor as ourself with government, with to have, if I'm not behaving well and my family doesn't pick up the slack, and then after my family messes up, the church doesn't pick up the slack, we've got something there to catch it. It's the civil public government. So I want to remind us, one idea is just to remind us all to inspire us to get back to these fundamental principles. The second thing is, I really want to use this as an opportunity to shine the light on the good news. The things that if God said, love me and love your neighbor as yourself, and we see it played out, it gives us evidence. It's like a tangible example, a tangible ability to touch the Creator, to understand His will for our lives and understand that the word that we have that's been passed to us is actually true, because when we put it into practice, it bears fruit. It bears good fruit. So my encouragement is that you would consider, firstly, the one who said, all authority has been given unto me, therefore go, make disciples of all men, teaching them the things that I have commanded you. I got to remind him that he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I'm with you even to the end of the age. That was Jesus. Now, what Jesus said was either true or it's not. It's either true or it's not. And so if I consider if it's true and I start to apply his word and all of a sudden I start seeing some exciting things and I can even see his work being carried out in the government of men to everybody's benefit, folks, I'm inspired. I'm inspired enough to do this crazy talk show.
In these comments, if you were listening to it, maybe there was a few things that you thought, wait a minute, what was that stuff? What is he saying, that the government is there? In fact, that is our civic duty, is to promote and prop up the government. Doesn't that go contrary to some of the Liberty Works Radio Network statements that say the federal government's not going to provide welfare or shouldn't be providing welfare? Well, actually, yes. I think when I was making those statements, I didn't complete the thought. I said that I see government being there, and some people would say all government is tyranny. No, that's not true, because tyranny is the exercise of power without authority. There is authority with government. There is. But the thing is, the government is supposed to stay within its authority structure, stay within the powers that have been given to it by lawful authority. And what's the basis of that, is my opinion? No. Is it because of the Constitution? No, because then the Constitution can only testify for itself. I have to go outside the Constitution. I have to go something higher, and I go to the Bible. If the Bible says that magistrates are ministers of God for our good, for the punishment of evil, the praise of those who do good, hey, that's the authority. So government must be good. I look back at the current government has been prophesied in the book of Daniel, and it was described in this one vision for King Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel had to interpret. And there was this demonstration of these toes that were partly clay, partly iron, and that was on the bottom end of this statue of all these different kingdoms. Well, we're in that last kingdom that is ultimately going to be crushed by this stone that was taken out of a mountain. It's a long story. You can read Daniel chapter 2. It's very exciting stuff. But we're in that structure. Well, back then, God said that even Nebuchadnezzar was his servant. So there is a proper authority that comes from God, appoints government for our good. If we weren't wicked, they wouldn't have to be there. And it is because it is a provision, because there are wicked men that need to be policed. We're going to come back, talk about this more. This is a Faith and Freedom Show on Liberty Works Radio Network. And come back, listen to the Eagle 104.3 FM. We'll be back.